Aircheckdownloads.com.
For information on water safety, go to safermk.com.
Heart travel
with safermk.com. Don't let burglars into your home. Shut it. Lock it.
8 o'clock, here's Natalie.
Good morning, no reported problems across Bucks and North Hants, but it is slow on the M1 southbound between Toddington and Junction 11. I'll keep you posted, though, and the jam line number, if there's something you've seen that I've not mentioned, is 0845 373 3738.
So, Robbie's back in Take That. It's some classic Robbie lined up to play you next. You know me. On FM, online and digital, this is Heart. 8:02, and here's the latest.
I'm Ashley Carrolls.
This is Heart Breakfast with Stuart and Natalie.
Good morning, sir. It's all about the awful stuff you did to your brother and sister today.
And we'll hear from Carly in Stoke Hammond next. Find out what she did to her sister.
It involves a beard. Morning, 9 minutes past eight. Hard breakfast with Stuart and Natalie. You have been brilliant this morning. So many of your stories coming in about the awful stuff you did to your brothers and sisters. They've just been genius, some of them.
And if you haven't heard your little tale, we are going to be putting more on the blog because there's so many. We had Richard telling us how he told his sister that she was adopted. I had that done to me by my brother and sister. Graham, who had to check his brother's Scarelectrics track was working by being made to put his tongue on it.
It's all right, his tongue's still there.
Wayne says, in the 70s, we dressed my brother up as Guy Fawkes. People thought we had one of the best guys until someone wanted to see how we'd made it and tried to put a garden fork through.
No.
We made sure they stopped him, though.
It's just someone so evil, aren't they? The stuff you got away with. Right, Carly. Carly's on the line in Stoke Hammond. What happened to you?
I was always the bullied one. I'm the nice one out of my sister and I. I promise, I really am. And she used to really, really bully me. And the only thing that I could say to her to get her to leave me alone and to make her cry was to call her the bearded lady. I know. Well, basically, my sister is absolutely beautiful.
Right, okay.
She's like a younger version of Rachel Hunter.
Oh, really?
Gorgeous. Yeah, she's gorgeous.
Lovely. Like the younger version of Rachel Hunter, but with a beard.
But with a beard, yeah. But you couldn't see it. It was like blonde hair because she's naturally blonde.
Yeah.
I used to call her the bearded lady, but she, when she got a bit older, my mum allowed her to have electrolysis to have it removed. So I can't tell her that anymore. But yeah, I used to call her the bearded lady from the circus. She's going to absolutely kill me if she hears me talking on radio. You don't know what my life is not going to be worth living.
What's her name?
I'm not even going to tell you. I nearly went to tell you then, but I can't face it.
Thanks a lot, Carly, for your call. Nearly got her, didn't I?
Almost naming and shaming your siblings. We're getting you into trouble.
It's Irene Cara. It's Heart Breakfast with Stuart and Natalie. Monday morning, there's Irene Cara and Flashdance. It's Heart Breakfast with Stuart and Natalie. 8:14 now. Dry with sunny spells today. Feeling quite warm too, up to 26 degrees. If you're listening for the first time this morning, welcome along. Good to have you there.
And we are about to launch into our brand new game, our brand new contestant on Small Talk, which is a game we play all week where a grown-up has to try and outwit a cute kid.
And you know the thing is, you can never outwit a cute kid because they come out with stuff you least expect, don't they?
Unpredictable things that children say.
You never know what they're going to come out with. So it's kids versus adults, and we'll meet a brand new contestant right after Alicia Keys and Try Sleeping With a Broken Heart, which is on the way. Stay there.
Heart Breakfast
with PillingReno.com. Vive la summer at Pilling in Westcroft.
Your friends think it's bonkers.
Good morning, Monday morning. Hope it's going good for you. It's Hot Breakfast with Stuart and Natalie, 8:22. Dry with sunny spells today, 26 degrees. Your high looking good. And if you're a fan of the Saturday, stick around. We have the last pair of tickets to give away before 9 o'clock to the next Hearts Love Music Live, with the Saturdays performing an intimate gig. Literally, you could be up close and personal with all those girls. Make sure you're listening, and we'll give those away just before 9 o'clock.
Very exciting. And right now, we're about to launch into our game Small Talk, where a grown-up has to outwit a cute kid that's not as easy as it sounds. And all this week, your chance to win tickets, family pass tickets to either Thorpe Park or Chessington World of Adventures.
Hearts Breakfast, Small Talk.
Hi, Emma. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, Emma, I hear you met your husband online.
I did.
Can you tell us a bit more about that? Because it's still a bit taboo with people, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a bit. I met him in the February. We started emailing each other. Then we met in the July. And then we were married in the October.
Ooh, how many years ago?
It'll be 2 years this October that we've been married.
Wow. So you were speaking for 4 months online before you actually met him?
Yeah.
Did you, were you not kind of like intrigued? Did you not want to meet him quicker?
Well, I did, but it's just one of those things. We were quite happy emailing for quite a while.
So. Oh, you were playing hard to get, weren't you?
Well, maybe, yeah.
Now, Emma, can I ask, because I'm doing a bit of online dating at the moment.
Oh, good girl.
And the thing is, though, when you do have a bit of, you know, success with someone, and then people say, how did you meet? Do you tell the truth, or are you a bit embarrassed, yeah?
No, I just tell the truth.
Because people, I think, love it now, don't they? They're like, oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, definitely.
Are you ready to face our cute kid then, Emma?
Yes.
Okay, let's meet them.
My name's Hannah O'Day and I'm 9 years old.
Right. Emma, we asked Hannah who she likes to tease the most. Did she say, I like to tease my dad by making him cold tea? Or did she say, I tease my brother Jacob by barging into his room and pinching things?
I think she said B.
Well, why'd you say that?
Because that's the sort of thing little girls do to brothers.
You sound like you've got some experience on this.
No, I haven't got any brothers. Oh. I've only got sisters, but it's the sort of thing I would do.
Well, let's find out if you're right.
Jacob.
Way! Well done!
Ooh. Nice one.
When I walk in his room, he normally shouts at me, go away, Hannah. He just doesn't want me in his room. I like to see what he's doing. He's got a computer in his room, and I normally play on it. I took one of his bouncy balls. I hid it in my room. When he finds out, he's going to shout at me.
I bet he is. They love the stuff that brothers and sisters get up to.
Oh, it's brilliant, isn't it?
I know you've got one son. You've maybe thinking of maybe adding another one, or after hearing that, maybe not.
Let's see how it goes.
Oh, watch this space. Well, Emma, well done. So you've got one. Let's see how you do to win this week. Your chance to win tickets to Thorpe Park or Chessington World of Adventures if you get three or more. So let's hope you're on a roll now.
All right, okay.
Good luck. We'll speak to you tomorrow.
Okay, lovely.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
So, we're going to speak to Emma all week on Small Talk. Loving that, are you?
She's not doing badly at all. We'll find out how Emma in Rushton does tomorrow morning.
If you'd like to get involved in Small Talk, get yourself to the breakfast pages at heart.co.uk and you could be on the show next week.
Yeah.
Heart Breakfast
with Pilling Renault. Save £4,000 on a new Megane.
Aircheckdownloads.com.